welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being, and we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it.
Hello. Hi. Welcome back to the show. All right. We'll get some serious talk. I am seeing that a lot of business owners have some serious time and money leaks in their businesses, right? We are, so many of us are working too hard. And yes, we're earning money, we're bringing in money, but it's with way too much effort. And so much of what we bring in just goes out again, right? I'm seeing this again and again with specifically with people who think they don't have high overheads in their businesses, right? So digital business owners, course creators, service providers, it's crazy town. So let's talk about the five time money leaks that I'm seeing the most around the place at the moment, and how we can plug the holes in the bucket. All right, let's just dive in. Number one is purchasing low ticket products. You know what I mean, right? You see the ad and it's $27 for this framework or this ebook or blah, 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 blah. This is just shiny object distraction. It is a waste of time. The thing you are looking for is not found inside the bottom of this $27 product or this freebie or this course or this masterclass or whatever it is. That is not going to solve your business problems. It's not going to do it. Stop wasting time and money on the masterclasses. The free stuff, right? You already know, you already have the thing. Now, I am not talking about just don't consume anything. Obviously, you're listening to this podcast because you get something from it. So I hope that you keep the things in your life that you have chosen, that you are embedding into your life for your personal and professional development, and you are not being distracted by the random ad on Instagram that tells you that, you know, this coach made a bajillion dollars in 3 days and all she needed was this blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the regular podcasts that you consume, the books that you're reading, you know, the program that you're signed up with. I'm talking about the freebies that are distracting you that you did not see, that they came to you in an ad, right? That's what I'm talking to you about. The low ticket junk that is just clogging up your inbox and your brain and your calendar. And it is blocking you from doing the things that you already know that you need to do, that you are avoiding, that you are procrastinating about. Stop it. Stop it. Next time you see one of those ads pop up, I want you to hear my cranky voice in your head and go, Annalise says, no new freebies, no signing up to things, finished, enough. All right. Oh, moving on. Number two, software. So much bloody subscriptions, so many software products. It's out of control. I know I have been there. I know I'm totally biased. You know, I have Freecio, which is an all-in-one software platform. I'm talking about all of those things, but I'm talking about more than that too. I'm talking about having, you know, Disney and Stan and like all of the things, right? The Apples and the, like, I don't watch much TV. So this, but you know, we've got Spotify, we've got Scribd, we've got Audible, like There's so much software like for our personal lives, but also for professional. Are you still paying for that software that, you know, does audiograms for you? Are you still paying for that? If you are, stop paying for that. If you're paying, you know, you've got Zapier and the highest version, and you've got Zoom and you've got like all of these things, take a moment and go through your credit card statement, your bank account statement, whatever it is. Look at that every single month. Put a day on your calendar in the first week, every single month, to go through your statements and get rid of anything that is just a drain on your money. If you are not still using it, you don't need it. You don't need it. And do you really need it if you only use it once in a while? Don't just keep it just because. There are so many different things, from Canva to, you know, like all of the things. And yes, of course, if you are still using multiple things of software for your front end marketing, sales, CRM section, get onto Phreesia. We've got a free 10-day trial. Check it out. It will save you so much time and money to have all of those things in one place. Our clients have like 14 or 15 different software platforms that they're pulling all into one. So yes, please, for your sake, it is going to save you so much time, money, headache. It is an amazing thing. That's not what this is about. So check out Phreesia, but really audit, what other software products are you using? What have you bought? What have you signed up for? Cull. You do not need to be like, really simplify. What do you actually need? What are you actually using and need on a daily basis or weekly basis inside your business? Keep those things. If they are saving you time, then they are saving you money. If they are not saving you time, if they're adding something for you to do, they are not saving you time and money, get rid of them. We all have these things like hiding, you know, these cobwebs in the closet. Time to clean out, my friend. Time to clean out. All right. Number three is the wrong people. We have the wrong people in our circle of our business. Either we've got the wrong contractors or people who have, you know, employees that have hung around a little bit too long. I totally abide by the saying, by the adage, whatever you call it, to hire slowly and fire fast. Now, I am a sensitive person. I like to please people. This was so hard for me initially. It was so hard for me, but I realized that I was paying somebody to make them happy. I was literally doing work to pay somebody else. I was doing unnecessary work. I was taking time away from my family to pay somebody else's salary. Right? That's the pretzel that I had twisted myself into, and I had to have some serious words spoken to me. And now I'm speaking some serious words to you. Have you got the wrong people in your business? If you are, you are wasting too much time training them, right? You're having to tell them the same things and over and over and over. You have to prepare things when it doesn't suit you so that they've got some work to do, or you are paying them money when you could be paying somebody else. Maybe you are paying someone a low amount, but it's taking you lots of time. Well, if that person is not profitable or saving you time and convenient, get rid of them. You must get rid of them. Your business cannot survive. Your people are supposed to bring you profit or really be really, really, really bloody convenient. So if they're not either one of those things, bye-bye, my friend. This is not personal. You can maintain a good relationship with that person and be friends with that person and hang out with them, you know, go grab a cocktail, coffee, whatever your thing is, without needing to pay them money, without needing to take money out of your business to make them happy. That is not your job. That is not your job. So are you wasting time and money on the wrong people in your business? If you are, or you're not sure, do an organizational chart, right? Do an org chart. Go back. I did an episode a couple of weeks ago about this, about having an org chart and mapping out the actual tasks for each person. the necessary tasks to keep the business wheels moving, to keep the business growing. The business is a thing, right? It's a living organism, and it is your responsibility as the CEO to cultivate and grow this business organism. That is your job, right? That is what you signed up for, is to make this thing, keep this thing alive and growing. That is first and foremost your role as CEO. If things are distracting from that, it is your job to stop that. So do you have the wrong people? When you think about the growth of your business and where you want it to be, what does that org chart look like? And what are those people doing? And are the people that you have now, are they growing into that role? Are they going to be redundant in that new vision of your business? Think about that growth and make decisions based on where you want your business to be, where your business is going, not necessarily where your business is right now. I'm not saying to, you know, be stupid and throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's a really weird saying. I always say these things and I'll come out of my mouth. I'm like, what is that? Anyway, I'm not telling you to fully throw everything in the bin right now, just because you know that what you have doesn't fit, but start thinking about how to make decisions and how roles need to evolve and who needs to stay and who needs to go, or when they might need to go, based on the decisions that you are making on the growth of your business and where you are taking it. Often they say that whoever got you to this point may not get you to the next point. So for example, the team with you from 0 to 6 figures may not be the team that gets you from 6 to 7 figures. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. All things to think about. Do you have the right people in the right roles? Are you wasting time and money on people? Yes or no? It's a big one that I see. I've made this mistake so many times. It's really easy to get in this trap because we're people, aren't we? But it's not personal, it's business. All right, number 4. Not time blocking. I know I get so much pushback on this. You must plan your week and your day in advance. Yes, plan your day and your week in advance. Why? Because this is how you make sure that you are doing the right things in your business. We know what our goals are, right? So we should have done our 12-week plan. We should have tasks and things that we want to achieve each week. Those then will need to be on the calendar or they're not going to happen. We'll get emails, the phone will ring, we'll get like swayed by the, you know, the Instagram reel that we see to do a new email magnet, whatever, blah, 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 right? If you do not take control, take the reins on your time, someone else is going to do it for you. Someone else is going to do it for you. You have the responsibility to grow your business, to get to your goals, right? You are here. Your business is part of your purpose. This is what you are put on the planet to do. And so you need to control your calendar. That means not checking emails first thing in the morning. Do not do it. You don't need to. If you need to, all you're allowed is a quick scroll to make sure nothing is on fire. Do not open anything unless it looks like it's a fire. If it is a fire, deal with the fire, close the inbox, and move on to what your priorities are for your day. Time block your day. The people who are not time blocking their day, it is just getting away from them. Every single day, we need to have like 1 to 3 priorities that we have to get done. Highlight them, bold them, like whatever it is you need to do. Those 3 things, get them done. 1 to 3 things, get them done first. And then open up your inbox and then accept phone calls, return your phone calls, do any work that you need to do. But first, put in your priorities, because otherwise your time is just going to be eaten. Our businesses are like, I've said this before, like super hungry, growling, ravenous monsters, and they eat time and money. That's what they do, right? Our businesses are time and money monsters. And if you don't put your business on a diet by managing your calendar, it is just going to go out of control. Your business will never have and be it done. It will never have enough of you, ever, ever, ever. You cannot do enough to satisfy everything that you could do, everything that you want to do. We're super creative, right? There's so many things that are on our to-do list. We are never going to get to it all. So you must control your schedule. Please, time block. If you don't know how to do this, send me a message. I'll send you a screenshot of mine. But your priorities should be on your calendar, not a to-do list. Get rid of the bloody to-do list. If it's not on your calendar, it's not going to happen. So what are the things that are moving your business forward? Put those on your calendar. Your well-being things that are looking after you, put those on your calendar. Your family priorities, put them on your calendar. And then when someone asks you to do something, look for the white space, right? Look, what can you do it? Yes or no? Can you do it today? Can you do it in a week? Your calendar will rule your life. And that there is freedom in that, right? There is such immense freedom in that because you know what you need to do. If you need to move things because, you know, crap hits the fan and life is life and we're not robots, you can move things. You can move the time block on the calendar, but it still gets done. It still gets done. All right. This is like a super cranky mummy rant today. That's okay. That's all right. All right. Number five. Scrolling, doing social media. Stop with the doing of the social media or like whatever your consumption vice is. Is it TV? Is it scrolling Instagram? Is it the YouTube rabbit hole? What is it? Stop doing it. Stop the consumption treadmill. We see and consume so much all day, and I'm so guilty of this. I had to turn off all of my news feeds and things because I get so distracted. The algorithms know me so well that when I jump onto Facebook to do something work-related, like check a group or check a DM or something, I'll see something and they're like, oh, and then keep going, right? And I can be there for like, I don't know, 20 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, what was I trying to? I was just trying to get that one image for this one presentation that I'm trying to finish, but now I've like, you know, giving advice on tiling in my local group and like all of these random things. Stop scrolling. I had to be really disciplined with my social media time. So Facebook still kind of gets me sometimes if I get distracted, but I put on the filter that, what is it? I can't even remember what it's called, but it like, it blocks your time, your newsfeed. Instagram, I don't scroll anymore because I have my 4-part system that I actually outwork. So there is a training on this. I did a reel on this. If you want, there will be a podcast episode on this too next week, I think. So there's a podcast episode on the 4-step process to actually get the most out of your social media. And it's just an hour, right? It's just a power hour of doing these 4 things. That's it. You don't need to, then you can scroll, right? But we often get so disheartened with where our business is at, and we're not actually doing the things that it takes to move the needle of our businesses. We're not actually doing them. We're thinking about them. It's like, you know, you think about going to the gym and you know what you have to do to be healthy in your body. You know that you have to sleep more. You know that you need to move. You know that you need to eat well and drink less alcohol and blah, 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 right? But it's not, it takes us getting to a point in ourselves when we make those things a priority. And it's the same in our businesses. If we don't take the steps that we need to actually move the needle in our businesses, no one is going to do that for us. It is easier to scroll and wish and hope and, you know, inverted commas, manifest and blah, blah, blah. That is not going to get you where you need to be. It is sucking your time and it is stealing your money. It is stealing your money. The opportunity cost of you just scrolling on for an hour instead of actually posting and being strategic with your social media time is worlds apart. If you got super strategic with your social media strategy and you did your power hour every single day, your business would not even be recognizable in 3 months. would not even be recognizable. But we don't do it. It's easy to just post and scroll and post and scroll, and we don't actually do the hard work of putting ourselves out there and approaching other people and opening ourselves up for rejection. Right? I get it. It's hard. It's not my favorite part either. But having conversations and getting in front of people is actually what moves the needle. That is, people are a business. People are our business. And you are going to hear more no's than yeses. You are going to hear more no's than yeses. And that's okay. That's okay. You cannot please everyone. You cannot serve everybody. And you knew that coming into it, right? Not everyone is going to be a good fit for you. And yes, it's hard to hear no. Yes, it's hard to be rejected because it goes against everything in our humanness, but it's just part of doing business. So let's recap. What are the time and money sucks that I'm seeing? Low ticket products and freebies, wasting time and money. Too many software products, wasting time and money. The wrong people in our businesses, wasting time and money. Not time blocking, not controlling our time, and scrolling, just consuming information without using the platforms, just being on the platforms, not using the platforms. We have unprecedented access 24/7 to the entire world, the entire world. And look how we're using it. Just scroll. This will not always be like this, right, in business. Things will change, platforms will change, rules will change. Like, take advantage of this now while we can, to utilize these tools, this access while we can, because we don't know what's around the corner, right? And these time and money leaks are so easy to change. These are so easy to change. They don't cost any money, actually. Not scrolling, time blocking, hiring the right people or firing the wrong people, software, deleting, not getting more, and low ticket products. All of these things are just subtractions, right? Actually, we're subtracting mostly. It's like, yes, you might consolidate software into one product. Hello, Freeze here. You might consolidate multiple people into one person, but you are not, this is not about doing more in your business. You are already doing all the things. You're already doing all the things. It's about putting systems in place to refine what you are doing, to leverage yourself. Because when you leverage yourself, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. When you think about the things that are how you're using your time, imagine if you paid yourself $400 an hour, $500 an hour, pick a number, right? If you're a $1 million CEO, what is your hourly rate? What, given that you work, you know, 40 hours or 20 hours or whatever it is, what's your hourly rate? So now imagine you actually paid yourself that. Do you want to pay yourself to scroll social media? Do you want to pay yourself to tell that staff member for the 14th time how to post the blog post, right? If you're paying them $25 an hour and you're paying yourself $500, then that's a really expensive phone call. So really get smart, put your CEO brain on, your strategic brain on, and think about plugging those holes. How can you plug those holes to make yourself more effective? It's not about working more. It's not about doing more. It's actually mostly likely about doing less. It's probably about doing less, but doing the right things in the right way. If you need help with this, book a call with me, annalisewarn.com/consult, and let's talk about what the next best step is for you in your business. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for sitting through the rant. Look forward to seeing you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.